light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 12 Laws of the Universe by Manhardeep Singh is a practical, modern guide to the invisible principles that shape every aspect of our lives. Drawing on metaphysics, personal growth, and everyday psychology, the author breaks down complex universal laws into clear, actionable insights. Instead of presenting spirituality as something vague or mystical, the book translates it into relatable scenarios about work, relationships, health, and money. Each law is explored with examples and reflections designed to help readers see where they may be unknowingly working against themselves and how to realign with a more supportive flow of life. Whether you are new to concepts like the law of attraction or already familiar with spiritual teachings, this book offers a structured, step-by-step understanding that can transform the way you think, feel, and act in the world. It is written in simple language, making profound ideas accessible and immediately useful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the core 12 universal laws. The book begins by clearly laying out the 12 primary laws of the universe and showing how they interconnect to form a complete system. Rather than isolating the law of attraction as a single magical principle, Manhardeep Singh emphasizes that attraction is only one piece of a much larger puzzle. The law of divine oneness, law of vibration, law of cause and effect, and others are explained as foundational rules that are constantly operating, whether we are aware of them or not. The author shows that life does not happen randomly. Instead, our thoughts, feelings, actions, and energy interact with these laws to produce our experiences. By understanding each law in a down-to-earth way, readers can begin to see patterns in their own lives, why certain outcomes repeat, why some goals feel blocked, and why change is sometimes slow. This section gives the reader a big picture map before diving into application, making it easier to understand how every law contributes to personal reality creation. Secondly, law of attraction, vibration, and energy alignment. A central focus of the book is how the law of attraction operates through the law of vibration. Singh explains that we do not attract what we merely want with our conscious mind. We attract what we consistently vibrate through our emotions, beliefs, and expectations. The author helps the reader distinguish between surface-level desires and deeper energetic signals that are actually being broadcast to the universe. Through simple examples, he shows how fear, doubt, and scarcity thinking send out conflicting vibrations that block the very things we say we want. The book encourages readers to take responsibility for their inner state by choosing thoughts, environments, and habits that lift their frequency. Exercises and reflections help readers practice feeling as if their desires are already possible, cultivating gratitude and letting go of resistance. By understanding attraction as a natural consequence of vibration rather than a mysterious force, readers can begin to consciously align their energy with the experiences they want to invite into their lives. Thirdly, cause, effect, and the power of personal responsibility. Another major theme is the law of cause and effect and how it underpins personal responsibility. The author reframes this law not as punishment or reward, but as a neutral system of feedback. Every thought, decision, and action is a cause that inevitably creates an effect, whether immediately or over time. Singh invites readers to stop blaming luck, other people, or external circumstances for repeated problems and instead track the internal and behavioral causes behind them. If someone continually struggles with money, relationships, or health, the book guides them to examine their patterns, beliefs, and choices to identify the underlying causes. This approach is empowering because it implies that by changing the cause, we can ultimately transform the effect. The author also stresses that small, consistent causes compound into powerful long-term results, aligning with the idea that everyday discipline, kindness, and intentionality shape our future. This topic helps readers understand that their life is not fixed. It is a dynamic outcome of causes they can consciously influence. Fourthly, Lessons in Polarity, Rhythm, and Detachment. The book delves into subtler laws like the law of polarity and the law of rhythm, which explain why life contains seasons, ups and downs, and apparent opposites. Singh shows that every experience has two poles: success and failure, love and fear, abundance and lack. Instead of resisting one side of the spectrum, the reader is encouraged to see contrast as a teacher. Challenges highlight what we truly value and where we need growth. The law of rhythm explains that life moves in cycles: growth and rest, expansion and contraction. When we understand this, setbacks become less frightening because we know they are part of a larger flow. The author also links these ideas to the law of detachment. While we set clear intentions, we must release obsessive control over timing and form. By trusting the natural rhythms of life and not clinging tightly to outcomes, we reduce anxiety and allow solutions to emerge more fluidly. This section offers a more mature, balanced view of manifestation that includes patience, resilience, and acceptance. Lastly, practical application: creating a life by design. In the later sections, the book shifts strongly toward practice, showing readers how to apply the 12 laws to design a more intentional life. Singh provides straightforward suggestions for aligning thoughts, emotions, and actions with desired outcomes in areas like career, relationships, health, and personal meaning. The emphasis is on integration rather than theory: setting clear goals, acting in harmony with those goals, and using daily reflection to see where we fall out of alignment with universal principles. The book encourages readers to create routines that support a higher vibration, such as gratitude journaling, meditation, conscious self-talk, and deliberate decision-making. It also stresses the importance of persistence, as the universe responds to consistent energetic signals rather than occasional bursts of motivation. By repeatedly applying the laws, readers learn to interpret life events as feedback rather than random luck. Over time, this mindset shift helps them move from living by default to living by design, using the laws as a reliable framework for continuous growth. In conclusion, 12 Laws of the Universe is well suited for readers interested in personal development, spirituality, mindset, or law of attraction, who want something structured and practical rather than abstract or overly mystical. If you feel stuck, confused about why your efforts are not paying off, or curious about the deeper rules behind success and fulfillment, this book gives you a clear roadmap. It stands out from many other titles because it does not focus narrowly on just one law. Instead, it shows how multiple universal laws work together and how ignoring one can sabotage your results. The writing is simple and accessible, so you can quickly grasp powerful concepts and start experimenting with them in daily life. Buying this book is an investment in self-awareness and long-term transformation. Rather than offering quick fixes, it helps you build a solid understanding of how your inner world creates your outer experiences, giving you tools you can return to again and again as you shape a more intentional life. If you would like to support Manhardeep Singh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.